And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
And in other news, the Statue of Liberty comes to Odyssey. For more on the story, we go live now to Link Wainwright in McAllister Park. Link?
That's right, Bert. This is the site for the National Celebration of Liberty Traveling Exhibit. Odyssey businessman John Whitaker sponsored this part of the tour, and he's here with me now. Mr. Whitaker, why did you decide to bring the Celebration of Liberty here?
Well, Link, I wanted to give my hometown the chance to see a rare piece of American history.
That's great. Mr. Whitaker's talking about the most exciting part of this exhibit, a 6-inch statue. When Frederick Bartoli sculpted the Statue of Liberty back in 1875, this was the very first model he designed. It was just discovered recently. Estimated value, 7.8 million big ones. And Mr. Whitaker, I understand your foundation hired some top guns to guard the little Lady Liberty.
That's right. We've asked Sergeant Beverly Collins and her team from the Collins Security Agency to help us out.
That's great. Oh, in the next tent, you can also purchase a souvenir statue that looks amazingly like the real thing. It's all part of the Celebration of Liberty exhibit in McAllister Park. Catch it soon. The display heads to Chicago next week. Link Wainwright, Channel 10 News.
We're clear.
Thanks, Link.
Oh, anytime, Link.
Mr. Whitaker?
Sergeant Collins, it's good to see you again.
Nice job on the interview.
Thank you. Well, I'm heading back to Witt's End. Everything under control here?
Sure is, Witt. Excuse me.
Sure.
Collins to Lieutenant Jenkins.
Jenkins here.
I'm going back to the hotel. See you tomorrow morning.
10-4. Goodbye, Sergeant.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. You know, it's kind of nice to have a quiet little town for...
What? What in the world? What was that?
All stations, code blue. Begin lockdown immediately. I repeat, code blue. Begin lockdown now. Mr. Whitaker, go to the security tent.
Yeah. All right, I'm on my way.
Sergeant Collins.
What's wrong?
The Statue of Liberty. It's been stolen.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whitaker, but most folks call me Whit. We're getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. We'd love to have you join us for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Hello? Anybody here? Hello?
Hi. How would you like to try some of our new macadamia nut ice cream?
No, thank you. I'm Sergeant Collins, security chief for the Liberty exhibit.
My name's Nick.
Nick, I need to do a quick search through the building.
What's going on?
Excuse me, I'll be right with you. Collins to Captain Quinn.
Quinn here.
I made it to Witt's End. I'll secure the building.
10-4, we've got the roadblocks in place and we've started to search people here. We'll start searching folks over there in about 15 minutes.
10-4.
So, what's happening?
Well, somebody stole the model of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, man.
They set off a small bomb as a diversion. In all the confusion, they took off with the statue.
Wow.
Now, have you seen anything or anyone suspicious in the last hour or so?
No, not really.
All right if I check upstairs?
Sure.
Great.
Hey, Rodney.
Nick, hey.
Crazy day out there, huh? You hear somebody stole the statue?
Oh, yeah. That's just awful. How's the ice cream today?
Oh, we got a new flavor. Here, you want to try a sample?
Hey, you trying to kill me?
Huh?
That's macadamia nut. I'm allergic.
Oops. I forgot.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Nick, we're going to start searching people around here. It's just procedure, so try to keep everyone calm.
Okay.
Nick, gotta use the bathroom. Bye.
Who was that guy?
Oh, that's Rodney. Rodney Rathbone.
Mr. Whitaker.
Sergeant, what's the latest?
Well, we've set up roadblocks and we're searching people now.
Huh. Wayne to Collins.
Go for Collins.
We just got word that some kid was seen running from the exhibit soon after the bomb went off. He's about 5'8", with curly blonde hair and a green t-shirt that says, I love my barking tree frog.
What?
I think I've got a suspect. I'll get back to you. Over and out. Nick?
No, hold on here. Me?
You fit the description, right down to the t-shirt.
Sergeant Collins, you've got the wrong person. Nick's been here at wit's end the whole time. He was working right behind the counter. Right, Nick?
Yeah.
I've got to take him to Captain Quinn for questioning.
Oh, man.
Look, if it's not too much trouble, could you ask Captain Quinn to come to wit's end? I believe we can clear this up very quickly.
He's headed over here now. What do you have in mind?
Nick, you know Captain Quinn from the Odyssey Police Department.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Captain Quinn, Sergeant Collins, I believe I can help clear Nick as a suspect.
All right.
I'm game.
Now, a while back, I installed security cameras throughout Wit's End. So all we have to do is rewind the video on the exterior cameras.
No, might as well just check the front door then. Nobody comes in the back. It's locked.
No. Let's check the video from both doors. We're going to clear this thing up once and for all.
Okay.
All right, now, let's see. The explosion, that occurred here at 3:26 p.m. Now, let's see if we... Where's the forward here? Oh, yeah. If we roll forward the video just a few minutes... there. And you can see that... Oh.
Hey, that's a kid running in the back door.
That kid is Nick.
Nick?
Actually, I... Oh, man, yeah. That was me, okay? But I promise you, I didn't take the statue. I didn't do it.
Well, why would you lie to us, Nick?
Okay. There was this really knockout beautiful tour guide at the exhibit, and I know it wasn't right, but I just wanted to meet her. And I was gone only, like, 10 minutes. Come on, Whit, tell him I didn't steal the statue.
I can't.
Come on, Nick. I need to take you down to the station.
Whit!
Don't worry, Nick. I'll be there in a few minutes. Sergeant, I can't imagine him doing something like this. It's not like him.
Well, he came across like an honest kid.
I need to close up shop right now so I can go down there.
You're a good man, Mr. Whitaker. And if you think there's more to this, well, I'll do some checking around.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And I can promise you, whoever this criminal is, we're going to find him. And the statue.
Morning, Whit.
Oh, hi, Nick. Say, could you help me with these boxes? I need to take them up to my office.
Sure. Hey, yeah. Thanks for being there for me last night.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. They'll probably bring you back for more questioning. You know, to be honest, Nick, I'm disappointed. You lied to me.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I felt cornered. Can you forgive me?
Of course I can forgive you. I already have. But I have to tell you, Nick, it's a little harder to trust you now. Once you break a trust, it's very difficult to win it back.
Give me a chance to...
Oh, my!
Whoa!
Where did all this glass come from?
And there's a rope on the floor.
Yeah. Look! Somebody broke through the skylight. There's nothing missing upstairs, although it looks like the alarm was disabled.
Doesn't look like anyone tried to get into the cash register.
Or the safe.
Then why would somebody break in?
Huh. Good question.
Sounds like a mystery. Did you call the police?
Oh, they're busy trying to find the missing statue. Since nothing was stolen here, this is a lower priority. I've been racking my brain about the statue, but I haven't figured that one out either.
Whit, check out that chair.
Huh?
By the window. Was it there when you closed up last night?
No, that's odd. Huh. Let's check the security video. Ah, strange. No video. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Well, whoever broke in stole the security videotape.
So we've got nothing?
Not from the cameras.
Wait, weren't you working on some kind of security invention?
Yes. After the break-in we had in the basement, I started experimenting with a system that can turn any telephone into a motion-sensing microphone. So... if there's ever a break-in or something suspicious...
Like last night.
Right. The recording should be right here.
So you put microphones in every phone in the building?
Just about. And it all gets recorded on my computer. Here. Aha!
You got something?
Looks like we've got something from the microphone right here in the office at 2:47 a.m. this morning. Let's listen. That's the skylight.
They landed in the office.
And it sounds like they headed downstairs. Now, the next sound comes from the downstairs phone. Here we go.
Now, which door is that?
Well, I'm not sure.
What's he doing?
Hey, you got me.
Do we know anyone who sneezes like that?
I don't recognize it.
If I can just identify that sneeze, I think we can nail this guy.
Huh.
That's it. Huh? I know that door.
Where are you going?
To the bathroom. This is definitely the door our mystery sneezer opened.
Yeah, right. But what were those banging sounds?
I don't know. That's not the stall door.
Huh.
Oh, it's not the countertop.
Hmm.
How about the trash can? Nope. Wait.
Ah, that's it. The paper towel dispenser.
Yep.
That's odd. Why would someone break in, open up the towel dispenser, and leave?
What was that?
Oh, I installed a new bathroom deodorizer. It automatically sends out air freshener every few minutes.
Ugh, that's kind of strong. What scent is that?
It's printed right there on the side.
That's it. Hmm? I got it.
Like a criminal or something?
We're not saying that, Rodney.
I just need to ask you some questions.
A man's clubhouse is his castle. Do you have a warrant to invade my castle?
Why don't you just confess right now, Rodney?
Aren't you a suspect yourself, Nikki?
Rodney, we're here to talk about you. And there's no need to get upset. Especially if you're innocent, right?
That sounds like a trick question.
Oh, come on. You can handle this.
All right. Shoot.
Rodney, you mind if I move all this garbage so I can sit down?
Suit yourself.
I notice you're wearing gloves. Why?
I just burned my hands on the oven.
Well, the only oven I see here is your microwave.
It was set on high.
Could you take off your gloves, please?
Yeah, I guess.
Ah, man, look at that. That looks like a rope burn on your hand, doesn't it?
Well, of course. I was... cooking rope.
You were.
In the microwave.
Go ahead, Nick. Tell us your theory.
All right. I think Rodney broke through the skylight at Wits End and headed downstairs to the men's room.
Where I stole a roll of toilet paper, right?
Where's that spray, Nick?
Right here.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's a little deodorizer spray called Macadamia Mist.
Hey, stop that!
Ah, that sneeze sounds familiar.
This is the same deodorizer we use in the restrooms at Wits End.
Yes. You know what?
Our security mics picked up someone sneezing after they broke into Wits End. Someone who may be allergic to macadamia mist.
Oh, this is all a bunch of hooey. I'm innocent. I'm telling you.
Just one more thing to check, Rodney. Could I please see the bottom of your shoes?
What's to see?
Ah, there. Bits of glass. Frosted glass. Just like the kind from my skylight.
I have been framed!
Well, let's face it, Rodney. We've got a pretty sound case against you here. You're the one who broke into Wits End.
Okay. I took it.
Took what?
That little statue thing.
Wait, you stole the statue?
Yeah, it was a dare.
Wow.
Spell it, Rodney. What happened?
It was the bones, okay? They think I've been going soft lately. They put me up to it. So I rigged a little cherry bomb by remote control, and when everybody was running around, I grabbed the statue and took off. The cops closed down the area, so I snuck into Wits End and stashed the statue in the men's room.
In the paper towel dispenser.
So you came back later that night to get it?
Yeah, I used the skylight to get in.
I got the statue and then climbed back out.
So where is the statue now?
Oh, over there.
What?
I was using it to prop up the antenna on my TV. That's it. There's the statue.
Unbelievable.
Rodney, we need to ask you a few more questions a bit more formally this time.
What do you mean?
It's time to take you down to the station.
Okay, but remember how nice and cooperative I've been?
I'll remember. Come on.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Oh, you're still reviewing the sound files? I thought this case was closed.
Oh, not quite. Something doesn't add up.
Oh?
Now, the chair by the window downstairs. Rodney came through the skylight and exited through the skylight. He wasn't near that window at all, from what I can hear from the sound files. And what's more, there's no sound of the chair being moved. Unless
the chair was moved before Rodney's break-in.
Let's check the sound file from earlier that night. Oh, hold on. Wit's End, this is Wit.
Wit, this story isn't over yet.
Oh, well, what do you mean?
We checked the statue Rodney had. It's not the real one.
What? Are you sure?
Positive. Rodney thought he stole the real statue, but it was actually a fake. He'll be charged with a misdemeanor, plus breaking and entering, of course. And, Wit.
Yes?
Better keep your eye on Nick. He just moved up on our list of suspects.
Oh, all right.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Everything okay?
Well, let's just check the sound file. Huh. What's this? These sounds are from the Bible room. And that must be the closet.
Somebody was hiding in the closet?
Let's see, 9:13 p.m.
Well, that's like 6 hours before Rodney broke in. So there was another break-in?
Apparently. Now that sounds like the Armor of God display.
The helmet. It's the visor from the helmet.
Right, right. Whoever it was opened up the visor. But why?
They went into your office.
That must have been when they stole the videotape.
They came downstairs.
The chair. That's the chair being moved across the floor.
And they climbed through the side window to escape.
Sounds like something ripping.
What's that?
I don't know. Nick, would you please put these sounds on a disc for me?
Sure. Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to look by the window and see if I can find whatever it was that hit the floor. And there's something else I need to check as well. I'll be back.
Yes, Captain. I'm at the Odyssey Motel right now. I should be there in 5 minutes.
10-4.
Out.
Sergeant Collins?
Oh, hi, Whit. Is there something wrong?
I need your help with something.
Well, to be honest, I'm running a little late. I'm supposed to give a news conference about the statue.
Now, I have a feeling this might be related.
Really?
I've got a copy of the sounds from our security system, and I was wondering, would you mind listening with me?
Tell you what, we can listen in my car on the way.
Good, good. I can catch a ride back to my car later. I believe you'll find this very interesting.
Right after he moves the chair to the window, he climbs through and rips his outfit. And something falls on the floor. What is that? It's almost like static. Static like on a radio.
I think he got something, maybe the statue, from the Bible room, the Armor of God display. And then he stole the security videotape. Came downstairs and escaped out the window.
Huh.
Now listen to this. As he's climbing out, right here, it sounds like he ripped his clothing. And that sound of something falling off on the floor? Look what I found by the window.
What is it?
A metal button. It looks like it came off a uniform. In fact, It matches... my cell phone.
Turn it off.
I'm sorry, what?
I said turn it off.
Whit! Hello, Whit!
Oh, that's weird. It sounds like he kept the phone open, but he's not answering.
I think you've got it all figured out, haven't you?
That's Sergeant Collins.
What do you mean?
I know you better than that, Mr. Whitaker. You think I did it.
I knew it!
Tell me your theory.
All right, then. Let's see. You took the real statue and replaced it with a fake. You had the statue with you right after my TV interview. And after Rodney's blunder, the heat was on, so you had to get rid of it. You ducked into Wit's End and made your way upstairs, where you slipped the statue into the Armor of God display in the Bible room. Later, you told me you were heading out back to investigate, but you never did. Instead, you hid inside the building until it was dark. After I left Wit's End, you retrieved the statue, stole the security videotape, and escaped out the side window.
Very good. I like you, Mr. Whitaker, but unfortunately, you've just become a liability, and I can't risk a hostage right now. So how about you get out right here?
Right here? In the middle of Route 24?
That's right.
But there's nothing around here for miles.
That's the idea. And leave your cell phone on the seat, thank you. Bye now. Come on, people, come on. Plane to catch. What? What's this, a roadblock? No!
Sergeant Collins, please exit your car with your hands up.
Quinn! How did he know? Who could have tipped him off?
That would be me.
The cell phone! Nick! Oh!
Well, it looks like everything's pretty much back to normal now. The traveling exhibit is on its way to Chicago.
With the statue.
Looks like Sergeant Collins is on her way to prison. And Rodney is doing his 100 hours of community service, mopping floors.
Thanks a lot, guys!
Another typical day in Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah, she almost got away with it. She had the private plane all lined up to escape.
You know, it's something I've seen over the years. The truth will set you free, but a lie will always catch you.
Yeah. Hey, Whit, I really am sorry for all I did. I hope I can someday win back that trust you were talking about.
Nick, you're well on your way.
Throughout the Bible, we see the consequences of dishonesty. Cain lied to God about his brother Abel and suffered God's punishment. The Apostle Peter lied when he was asked if he knew Jesus and felt the pain of having betrayed his friend. In today's episode, Nick should have told the truth from the beginning, even if it would have hurt him. But because he lied, he lost Wit's trust and was under suspicion for a crime he didn't commit. If you're faced with a dilemma like Nick, think about the words Proverbs 12:22 says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he loves men who are truthful." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Sounds Like a Mystery was written by John Fornoff and directed by Bob Hoos. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Steve Burns, Chris Castile, Deborah Marlowe, and Kenny Mars. Our sound designer was Rob Jorgensen, and our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.